With the excessive heat and temperatures real feel being around 100 degrees, we've been talking about how it affects us, how it affects our pets. Something you may not think about are your prescriptions, your medications. Well, high temperatures, heat, and humidity can affect medication. With us now is Dr. Candace Garwood, a pharmacist at the DMC and a clinical professor of pharmacy at Wayne State University. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
We are fine. I mean, again, with this excessive heat, it's sometimes things we don't think about, and I had not thought about this. So does it affect the medication if it's left out? Does it affect the human who's taking the medication, or both?
Well, I think that there's a lot of things that you could think about. So we can talk about storage first. So medications can be susceptible to temperatures, and you want to store your medication at room temperature, ideally. It depends on what the medication is, of course, but most medicines between about 60 to 75 degrees is the perfect temperature.
So if we're carrying it in our purse and we leave the purse in the car, that's a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. So you definitely want to avoid cars. You want to think about that in advance because the car can get very hot. And so, definitely don't store your medications in the car, especially in this weather.
And then I guess there are certain medications that kind of interfere with your body's ability to regulate temperature as well.
Yeah, for sure. So there are a number of medications that I think about that can affect your body, that could make you less tolerant to the heat. So, for example, the class of medications, the antidepressants, they might just make you a little less able to regulate heat. Additionally, antipsychotic medications, these are medications that affect your mood that can sometimes be used for schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. Again, your body's thermoregulation can just be impaired by these medications, and so your ability to respond to heat is decreased. So you just want to stay, out of the hot temperatures if you're taking one of these medications.
Not necessarily heat-related, but sun-related. I mean, I know there are some things like tetracycline and maybe even doxycycline that we may take for skin issues or for infection, that when you take them, it makes you more photosensitive. You can get, even if you're a person that doesn't normally burn, you will.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a number of medications that can make you more sensitive to the sun. So you're right. Doxycycline and tetracycline are two of those medications used for acne treatment or for various infections. There are other antibiotics, the fluoroquinolones like ciprofloxacin, levofloxacin, and then the antibiotic Bactrim can definitely make you way more sensitive to the sunlight and likely to burn.
You said, keep your medications at room temperature, but what if your room temperature is extremely hot? You live in a place where the air conditioning isn't great.
Yeah, think ahead. There might be like ice packs or cool packs that can be purchased. And keeping your medications out of the sunlight, I think, is another important thing to keep in mind. Some medicines are sensitive to the sunlight, which is why we store them in those amber vials that come from the pharmacy.
And doctor, I know we were talking about the medications, but are chronic illnesses, let's say like diabetes or cardiovascular disease, can they exacerbate heat sensitivity as well?
Yeah, there are disease states that make people more, prone to becoming sicker in the heat. So diabetes would be one. When I think about patients with diabetes, I also think about some of the medications that they might be taking. Insulin, for example, is a common medicine people with diabetes take, and you need to think about storing insulin in a cool, dry place. Oftentimes, keeping it in the refrigerator is ideal, especially in hot temperature. You can store it at room temperature if your room temperature is, ideal, but otherwise, keeping it in the refrigerator is a good idea.
On the subject of dehydration, how often do we kind of self-sabotage? I mean, I'm sitting here with a giant mug of coffee, which is essentially a diuretic. I know it is going to make me get rid of a lot of fluid. and if I don't supplement that with some good old-fashioned water, I'm kind of setting myself up for failure later today, aren't I?
Yeah, you need to stay hydrated for sure in the heat. And then speaking of medications, a lot of people will take a medication for their blood pressure that's in a category of diuretics.
Right.
Or some people take diuretics for heart failure. And these medications can lead to dehydration. And then if you're sweating, in addition to that, certainly put a person at risk for dehydration.
So for people driving in their cars, what's the takeaway from you?
For people driving in their cars.
Well, I just mean listening.
Listeners. You know, I'm thinking some important tips are really, stay hydrated. Avoid the excess heat and direct sunlight. If you are taking a medication that makes you more sun sensitive, wear sunscreen with a high SPF, wear protective clothing, stay in the shade if possible. And then think about where you want to store your medications in these hot temperatures, keeping them out of direct sunlight and in cool, dry places. And if necessary, finding extra storage that's, cool, like a cooler or something like that, to keep your medications in so that they can stay, as effective as possible for you.
All right. This is great advice from Dr. Candace Garwood, a pharmacist at the DMC and a clinical professor of pharmacy at Wayne State University. Thank you, Dr. Candace.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You just don't know about these things.
That's a good scenario that Guy put out.
Yeah.
I put a lot of stuff in this purse and it comes everywhere.
So,
you know, just be wary of putting medications in your purse and leaving it in the hot car. Coming up, the Biden administration announcing that new policy to clear the way for hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants who are married to a U.S. citizen. We're going to talk to an immigration attorney at 7:35 about what he's seeing from his point of view and his client's point of view. Again, that's 7:35 on JR Morning.